Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2021. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it started off at about 106 degrees today, and it's gone up to 109 degrees, and it probably will go to 110 today before it starts cooling off. But there's no wind advisory, and there may be a little rain because we understand that we had some rain showers the other night in Las Vegas. It kind of has scattered showers in the valley. So that's good, because we need the water. Yes, we do. We need the water to rain down on the crops and on the plants and to cool the sidewalks off in Las Vegas. So we're very happy to have the little bit of rain that brings a little bit of wind and cools the weather off just a little bit in the middle of the summer in Las Vegas. Like I said, yesterday it was about 115 degrees, and today it started off at about 109, and now it's about 108 degrees. But it's just 3 o'clock p.m. West Coast time in the afternoon, so we're expecting that we're going to get a little wind advisory later on in the day, and we may get a little scattered showers in the valley today. So that's what we're looking forward to, because the showers are going to bring the cool winds, and it's going to bring a little coolness to the weather. But right now it's 109 degrees. And it's hot. Yes, it's hot in the desert in Las Vegas. So let's move on, because it's just another day in the entertainment capital of the world. And I'm G Money, and I'm bringing you the fun right here on the radio. So DJ Proper D, let's talk NBA sports. quick, right now. All right. Well, we're in the NBA Finals right now, and we have the Milwaukee Bucks are the champions in the Eastern Conference, and they're playing against the Phoenix Suns, who are the champions in the Western Conference, and they're playing for the O'Brien Trophy, which is the NBA World Championship Trophy. So the first one to win four games out of seven will be the new NBA World Champion. Now, right now, what's the breakdown with the series, DJ Papa D? What does it look like right now?
The Phoenix Suns are leading the Milwaukee Bucks in that series 2-1.
All right. And when's the next time they play?
Their next game is tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Wednesday night. That'll be the 14th, July 14th will be game number four, because they're winning 2-1, right? So
right, so it's game number four tomorrow night.
Game number four tomorrow night. All right, well, that sounds good. Okay, well, I'm in favor of the West winning the NBA O'Brien Trophy. So let's hope that the Phoenix Suns don't disappoint me like the Los Angeles Golden Knights did. I thought they were going to win the Stanley Cup, and they got beat game five of the best of five, the best of four in the series. So the Golden Knights got eliminated in the hockey championship, and it went to the Tampa Bay Lightning, ended up winning the hockey NFL championship. So, that's it for the NBA, for G-Money Sports Report, for the NBA, and we've already talked about what happened with the NHL. So now let's go to the major leagues. Let's talk about what's happening in the major leagues. We have three divisions in the East, and we have three divisions in the West, or in the American League and in the National League. So what are the top three teams in the National League in the West? Just the
National League West. In National League, what's that?
Just the top three teams. Just tell me what their records are. We're not going through all of the teams in the Major League. Just the top three we're going to go through today.
Right. I heard you. In the National League West, in first place are the San Francisco Giants with 57 wins. In second place are the L.A. Dodgers with 56 wins. And in third place, the San Diego Padres with 53 wins.
All right. Well, it looks like California is winning in the West. So that's good. Okay, what about the Central Division in the National Basketball, National Baseball League, the MLB? NBL. Major League Baseball.
It's the Milwaukee Brewers with 53 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds with 48 wins. And in third place, the St. Louis Cardinals have 44 wins. Actually, it's a tie for third because the Chicago Cubs also have 44 wins.
Oh, all right. Well, in the Central, it looks like it's a battle for the lead team in the National League. All right. And what about, do we say it's the West? Is that what it is, or do we call them the South? And
the next one is the East, National League East. In first place are the New York Mets with 47 wins. In second place, the Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves are tied with 44 wins. And in third place, the Washington Nationals with 42 wins.
All right. Well, they got a tie in the – you said that's the East? Yeah, okay. So that's the National League East. We got four teams competing for the championship in the East. So that's four teams in the East and four teams in the Central, and we got three teams, all three from California in the West. All right, so let's go to the American League, and let's see what's going on in the Western Division in the American League.
In the American League West, the Houston Astros are on top with 55 wins, followed by the Oakland Athletics with 52 wins, and the Seattle Mariners have 48 wins.
Wow, those teams all got 50-plus wins. They're doing all right. They're winning games. They're not losing a lot of games. They're winning most of their games. That's good. All right. And let's go to the Central Division in the American League and see what they look like.
Chicago White Sox are on top with 54 wins, followed by the Cleveland Indians with 45 wins and the Detroit Tigers with 40 wins.
Wow. The White Sox are just running away with it. And then the Cleveland Indians are behind by about 10 games. Wow. And then what was the third team?
The Detroit Tigers have 40 wins.
Oh, the Detroit Tigers got 40 wins. Wow, they're like 15 games behind. Wow. Okay. So that's what's happening with the Central Division. I can assume that the Central Division won't be playing for the World Series because they don't have a lot of wins in their division. Okay, so let's go to the American League East.
East.
Is that who we want to
see? In the East.
In the East.
The Boston Red Sox are in first place with 55 wins, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays, who have 53 wins. And in third place, it is the Toronto Blue Jays with 45 wins.
Wow. Hey, did you say Tampa Bay Rays? Tampa Bay is up there in the baseball standing? Oh, this is a good year for Tampa Bay. They won the Super Bowl. They won the NHL hockey. And now they're in second place in the Eastern Conference, the Eastern Division in the American League. Oh, my goodness. Tampa Bay is on fire, y'all. maybe everybody needs to move to Tampa Bay because they got a winning situation going on there. All right. Well, that's the NBA Sports Report. Oh, not NBA. That's the Major League Baseball Sports Report, the G-Money Sports Report for today, Tuesday, the 13th of July, 2021. All right. Well, I got a short story to tell you. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and sit back and relax, because I got a short story to tell you. There was a guy that was married, and he was having dreams at night. He was dreaming that he had monsters attacking him, and he was running away from monsters. And he was having that dream every night. And then when he woke up in the morning, he was supposed to be getting up to be at work at 8 o'clock. But he wasn't getting out of bed because he was afraid that when he got out of bed, the monsters would come from under the bed and they would attack him. And he would get eaten by the monsters. So he wouldn't get out of bed until like 10 o'clock in the morning is when he finally got his nerve to get up. But by that time, he was late to work, and he ended up getting laid off. He got suspended from the job, and then he got fired because he was coming to work after 10 o'clock, and he had to get another job. And the same thing happened on the second job, and then the third job. And then pretty soon his wife had to go to work, and she had to make the money because they had to pay their rent, or they were going to lose their living arrangement. They were going to lose their residence. They weren't able to pay their rent or pay their mortgage if her husband wasn't working. So she was like, honey, you got to get up and you got to go get another job. And he was getting up and he was going to get another job. But every day he couldn't get out of work, out of bed until 10 in the morning. So he was late to work and eventually he would get suspended and then they would terminate him from his job. So his wife had to carry the load, and she said, honey, you need to go see a doctor or something to figure out what your problem is, because you make the big money. I only make a little bit of money, and we need your money to pay all the bills. We're getting behind in our bills, so you need to go back to work. So you need to go see a doctor and figure out what's wrong and what they can tell you to solve your problem. So he said, yeah, that's right, baby, okay. So he went and made an appointment to see this psychiatrist. And he went into the psychiatrist's office, and the psychiatrist sat him down and said, okay, tell me what's your problem. And he said, well, doctor, I'm dreaming at night that I'm being attacked by monsters. And I don't know what to do. I'm running from monsters, trying not to get attacked by these monsters. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm scared to get out of bed because I still think the monsters are going to come from under my bed and they're going to attack me. So I don't know what to do. I can't get out of bed before 10 o'clock in the morning. And I keep losing my job because I'm not going to work on time. I'm supposed to be at work by 8 o'clock, but I'm not getting to work until after 10. And I'm losing my job. And my wife is going to work, but she doesn't make the big money that I make. And so it's hard for us to pay all our bills. And we're in the process of getting losing our place of residence if we don't make some more money. So what can you do, doctor? Can you tell me what my problem is? And the doctor says, well, that's an interesting situation. I'm going to have to read up on your problem. You know, I've been a psychiatrist for about 15 years, and you're the first person that has come to my office with that kind of problem. So I'm going to have to do a little research and figure out what your problem is, what's causing you to have monster dreams. So we'll have to talk about this at our next meeting. And the man said, okay. And he said, so I want you to meet with me 3 times a week, and we're going to discuss this problem and figure out what your issues are. And he said, okay. He said, by the way, how much does it cost per session? And the doctor said, it costs $300 an hour for the session for you to come in here and talk to me. And he's like, $300 an hour? And you want me to come talk to you 3 days a week? That's $900 a week. I can't afford that. And the doctor said, well, if we meet on a regular basis, then we'll be able to discuss that information and we'll be able to work it out. So we'll just bill you as the time comes for you to deal with the doctor. Okay? So don't worry about it. I'll see you in 2 days. Have a good day. And the man left, and he was like, man, $300 an hour? And he wants me to come see him 3 days a week? That's $900 a week. I can't afford that, especially since I'm not working right now. That's really difficult. So he went home, and he talked it over with his wife, and he told her what the situation was. And she says, well, as long as I'm working, we have some money coming in, and we'll be able to pay some of the bills. But you really got to get a job so you can pay the big bill, and especially pay that doctor's bill. So the man was like, yeah, that's $300 an hour. I can't handle that. So he didn't go back to see the psychiatrist. And one day he was hanging out at a bar, and he had gone in and had talked to the bartender and was drinking, and he left and was walking down the street from the bar, and he ran into the doctor. The doctor was walking down the street and said, hey, how come you haven't come to see me in my office? You know, what's going on with you and the monster dream? And the guy told him, he said, well, my bartender solved my problem. He fixed my problem. And the doctor said, what? A bartender who barely got a high school education? He fixed your problem? I got a 4-year degree and bachelor's degree in science, and I got a 2-year master's degree in medical research, and I've been working as a psychologist for 15 years doing field training, and you're going to tell me that somebody that serves drinks for a living of your problem? That's impossible. I'd really like to know what he told you to solve your situation. And the guy told him, he said, well, I told the bartender what my problem is, and he told me, just cut the legs off of my bed and lay my mattress on the floor. And that way I don't have to worry about monsters coming out from under my bed to attack me in the morning. And that way I can get up and I can get dressed and I can go to work. and the Bart and the psychologist said, oh my God, wow, I just can't believe that. And that's the story, but G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you don't know, now you know. All right, DJ Papa D, I guess it's time for me to play a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So everybody can sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as we tell you another story from my life that we're going to share with the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back with more music and more entertainment on the radio. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step. And somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there. And I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home. I'm going to tell you a story. A friend of mine actually told me this story, and since he's not here to tell it himself, I'm going to tell you the story the way I heard it from him. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles, and if you got a couple of rings around the bottles, you got a free teddy bear. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears and some animals from him, and they bet, and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money so we can buy us a teddy bear. And he said, okay. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the beer bottle, on the milk bottle. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they took the rings that he gave them, and they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money. And they wanted to bet again because they wanted to win their money back. So they bet $50. And he said, okay, I'll bet your $50 against the $50 that I just won. And they said, okay, and they threw the rings again and couldn't get any rings to land on the bottle. And then he turned around and threw his rings, and they landed on the bottle. So he won the bet again. So then they put up some more money, and he bet
their $100 against the $100 that he had won. And they threw the rings and lost again. And then they said they wanted to win their money back. So they constantly kept trying to win. And they ended up going through like $3,000. So he was winning all of the money. And they left, and they were upset. But he had pocketed like $3,000. So they came back the next day with more money, and they went to him and said, today we're going to win our bet. We're going to bet $100 against the winning of those teddy bears. And he said, okay. And they threw the rings, and they didn't land any rings around the bottles. So he threw his three rings, and he landed two of the three rings on the bottle. So he won their $100. And they said, oh, we want to win. So they bet their $100 against the $100 he had just won. And they lost again. And so now he's up $200, and he's betting on getting the rings on the bottle. So they kept playing until they ran out of money. And he won all of their money for 2 days in a row. And then they came back a third day, and they wanted to try to win their money back. And they wanted to win all the stuffed animals. So they started putting big money up. And they were putting $100 against his $50. And then they wanted to put up $200 against his $50. And then they wanted to put up $300 against his $50, and he kept winning. So pretty soon, they had lost like $700 to his $50. And he said that he would give them one last chance to win. And they said, okay, we're going to go double or nothing on the rings. And he said, okay. So he put up his $650 against their money, and they put up $3,000 because they were trying to win all their money back that they had lost in 3 days. And they threw the rings, and none of the rings landed on the bottle. So he threw his three rings, and he won two out of three landed on the bottle. So he won all of the money, and they left, and they were mad. And they left and went home. See, what they didn't know was that his rings were bigger than their rings were, and he couldn't lose. But they didn't know that. And they closed the booth up, and they moved to another location. So when the dope dealers came back on the fourth day, the gang was no longer there. He left them hanging high and dry. And that was the end of his carny days.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
bang, track metal bang. Big bang, track metal bang. Big bang, track metal bang. Big bang, track metal bang.
I'm the money man. Yeah, I got the money. So what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my 100s?
Big bang, track, metal bang. 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 Big bang, track, metal bang.
What a world of dollars. And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
GMoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the community all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is GG Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Now, we just played a commercial that's a wealth building commercial, and if you want to increase your income by maybe $15 or $2,000 a month, then you need to sign up with GS Partners. Go to my Facebook page and sign up, and then leave me your number so I can invite you to the visual presentation of how the program works. So that's what I'm inviting you to. If you want to make some extra money in your life and maybe have some lifetime income worldwide, just sign up with my program and leave me your name and your number, and I will contact you about the presentation to let you know how the program with G999 works. All right, DJ Papa D, where are we now in the show? What's the time that we're at right now? Is it time for me to do the fans? For me to talk to my fans?
Yes. Time for you to talk to your fans.
All right. What's the time check right now?
3:48.
Oh, okay. We got time. All right. Well, it's time for me to talk to my fans. I got $50 to give away to the fans that are listening to the radio show today. So I'm looking for caller number 17. I'm going to go down just a little bit because you don't have to identify a song or you don't have to identify a movie. You just have to be the 17th caller to call into the radio station. And you can win $50. That's all you have to do is be the 17th caller to call into the radio station. And you win $50 cash prize. So that's all you have to do today is $50 giveaway on Tuesday. So just call into the station and be the 17th caller. And you can win $50 cash prize. Easy money. Easy money. I'm G Money, and I'm giving away easy money for you today. All right, DJ Proper D, we're going to give them 5 minutes to call into the station. And they just have to be the 17th caller to call into the station to win the money. And in the meantime, let's play one of my songs. How about playing one of the songs on my fourth album? Let's see. Where should we go on album number four? I got 12 songs on that album, so let's see. What song should we play? How about Superman? I like that one. Yeah, let's play Superman for the listening audience. I'm Superman.
Put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. OG Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
I got the key to the city of Los Angeles. And I was born in Los Angeles times for being a hero and saving the lives of a woman and a baby. I know when people are in danger, I jump to their aid. That's just a natural reflex. Somebody catch my baby. See, I don't want my baby to die. I saved the lady and her baby.
Superman. OG Money.
I love you, Superman.
The pimp coming.
Do it for me, Superman.
I can put it down, girl.
Love you,
come on now.
Superman.
OG Money.
I love you, Superman.
The pimp coming.
Do it for me, Superman.
I can put it down, girl. OG Money.
I love you, Superman.
The pimp coming.
Do it for me, Superman.
I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Superman.
OG Money.
I love you, Superman.
The pimp coming.
Do it for me, Superman.
I can put it down, girl. I'm in the house. Yeah. Watch out, world.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's the internet radio show where I'm broadcasting around the world, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2021. So welcome to Gregory's Story. All right. Well, we didn't get a winner for today's $50 cash giveaway. We had callers, but they still not calling in. All the way to caller number 17 we were looking for today. So I'll put the money away until Thursday's radio show, and we'll do a $50 giveaway on Thursday, and that'll be for to name a song that we'll play for your music identification on Thursday. But anyway, DJ Proper D, since we got some extra time, let's do some birthdays. Do we have birthdays to wish happy birthday today? Let's do some birthday giveaway.
All right.
Okay, that was loud.
Today we have James Littleton is 49 years old today. Tracy Cole Smalley has a birthday today. Dr. B. Do, I don't know what that means, has a birthday today. T. Mac Rochelle has a birthday today. Stephanie Brown, Robert Flake, D.A. Cardi, Sydney Williams, Sharmana Perkins, and my good friend, Tanya Monique. And last but not least, Brian Miniweather. Happy birthday, everybody.
All right. Happy birthday. Are any of those girls my Zeta sisters? Are any of the guys my fraternity brothers, my Sigma brothers? I didn't hear you identify any of them as such. So I assumed that none of them were frat and none of them were my sorority sisters.
Not okay. That I can tell. No.
All right. Well, I wish everybody.
Oh, one of them is Stephanie Brown. Stephanie Brown is a Zeta.
All right, Stephanie. Well, you stepped up for the stars, man. That's good. Happy birthday, star. And may you have many, many more, along with all of the girls and the ladies that have birthdays today on July, what is today, the 13th? July 13th, 2021. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to everybody that's born on July 13th, 2021. Happy birthday to everybody. I hope everybody gets presents today, and I hope you get some. Make sure you get some from your husband and your wife. And your boyfriend and girlfriends, make sure you get some today, because it's your special day. So make sure you get treated with respect and many prizes and glory to you. I mean, you know, get some cake or some ice cream or, you know, some pie or something like that. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Woo! Happy birthday, y'all. Happy, happy birthday to you today. And may you have many, many more. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey, and you act like one, too. Woo! Oh, boy, this weed is good. It's fucking me up. Oh, yeah, woo! The blunt, it's the blunt. But like they say, your pussy is free, but the crack costs money. That's one of my favorite, my brother's favorite sayings, so. DJ Big Nasty in the house. All right, DJ Papa D. Well, I want to thank you for being my studio engineer, and thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media, so that everybody around the world can follow my show and be entertained as if it was work or doing things. And what's that, DJ Big Nasty? What did you say?
Pussy is free, but the crack costs money.
Sure, you're right, little brother. The pussy is free, but the crack costs money. Oh, yeah, we telling it how it is. That's how it go down. Don't you know? And if you don't know, now you know. That's right. That's how it goes down. All right, happy birthday, everybody. Well, I guess the clock on the wall says, well, we got time to play another song. How about, let's see, can we play Team Tag, my song Team Tag by my neighborhood in 65th and South Central L.A.? And then maybe we can play GG Money. I've been a G since the day I was born. And then we can see where we go from there. But play those two songs for the listening audience before we bow out of here.
In the neighborhood, we have more kids from Western to Cimarron and from 66th Street to Gage. And I had a group of guys, my crew, it was 15 of us, and we grew up together playing ball, going bowling, playing tennis, playing football, softball, baseball, and basketball, and running track. And on our street, we played what we call team tag, where we would divide the teams up into 10 people on each side, and we would have two bases. And the object of the game was to get from one home base to the other home base, and that's where all of the guys developed all of their moves, because we learned to fake and run and fake out the other players on the other team. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we call team tag. And we had some girls on the team that were really fast. lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we called team tag. And then we had one, and he was real fast, and he had a lot of moves. He could stop and start at the drop of a hat. He would come up as soon as you get ready to tag him. He would just freeze, and he would take off running. So he had real good moves. On the corner, Chuck, he was real fast, and he had stop-and-go moves, too. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we called team tag. We had a lot of kids that wanted to play with our game, but we always picked the best players to be on our team. We had a white boy, his name was Billy, but Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat, and he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught. We played that almost every day after school. Everybody would line up about 5 o'clock and we'd pick games. We would run around even in the dark. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we called team tag. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we call team tag. See, in the neighborhood, my crew, we grew up together playing ball and running track, playing tennis, and on our street, we played what we call team tag.
In the morning, rise and shine, late at night. Gee, money's a pimp, two dead boys, yeah, got up to fight.
What the hell?
Back to back.
Watch yourself.
They faced each other.
And I'm butt naked.
They drew their swords.
What the fuck is going on?
And they shot each other.
What the hell?
The deaf policeman.
What? Are you serious?
Heard the noise.
Come on now.
And came and shot.
Oh, shit.
The two dead boys.
What the hell?
Now, if you don't believe.
Heard me.
This song is true.
Come on now.
Ask the blind man.
Now you know.
Cause he saw it too.
Come on now. This ain't like smoking weed.
Money, GG money, GG money.
Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I'm been at G since the day I was born. GG Money. All the ladies love me and they want to be mine. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I've been a G since the day I was born. GG Money. I'm college educated. I got 5 degrees. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I got a master's in education and a teaching degree. GG Money. A AA, a BS, and a BA degree. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I wear diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine. GG Money. All the girls love me, cause I'm blowing their mind. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money. I pledge to Friday to speak my fraternity. GG Money. I was known as Big Brother. Serious business. That's me. GG Money. I was the step master. Big dog on the yard. GG Money.
What, boy? Yes, yes. Big the dog on the yard.
I'm GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. GG Money. Woo! I'm GG Money.
DJ Property. DJ Big Nasty. I'm GG Money. The pimp coming. Put it down, girl. Come on now. My comedy album is gonna be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. you can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Well, the clock on the wall says, that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair and go somewhere. So I got people to see and places to go, don't you know. So I'll see you on Thursday at 3 o'clock for my Thursday show. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so you can follow my show all around the world. And I want to thank DJ Papa D. Yep, I want to thank him for being my studio engineer. And thank him very much for his assistance in my story and in the sports report. So, until Thursday, I say wear a mask, wash your hands, maintain social distance, and be careful when you're walking around, because you don't want to take home anything that you didn't leave the house with. And remember, God loves you, and I love you too. Good night. I'm out of here. I'm G-Money, and peace. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us.